This episode of the comment section is brought to you by Captain Morgan Sliced. Since the dawn of bread, we've known the truth. Sliced is better. That's why new Captain Morgan Sliced went all in on four bold, deliciously sliced cocktail style flavors: pineapple daiquiri, strawberry margarita, mango Mai Tai, and passion fruit hurricane. Visit CaptainMorgan.com to find Sliced near you. Does not contain real fruit or juice. Captain Morgan & Co., Plainfield, Illinois. Please drink responsibly. 21 plus only.
Hear that? It's the sound of someone whacking the ground with a rake. Specifically, they're beating around the bush, which we've done enough of in this ad too, so let's get right to it. The new Moneymaker scratch-off from the Ohio Lottery doesn't beat around the bush. Moneymaker. Play the game and you could win money. Up to $2 million. With more than $88 million in prizes, ranging from $50 to $500, Moneymaker cuts right to the cash. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
When you ask a man, they're like, she's got to cook and clean and make a lot of money and also not be a whore. And it's just like the priorities are so different.
Yeah. So true.
Like the first thing single women tell me is like, just someone who's nice to me. And I'm like, girl.
And welcome back to another episode of the Comment Section Show. Sorry, me, Drew. Everybody knows me. Nobody gives a shit about me anymore. All right, whatever. On to the amazing guests of today. We have the iconic, the legendary, the amazing Remy Cruz and Alicia Marie.
Woo! Hi, guys.
Hello.
Welcome.
Thank you for having us.
Oh, my gosh, of course. Welcome to the pod. I'm happy to have you here.
We're honored, honestly.
You know what's so funny? We all went to the birthday show together.
Yes.
The Beyonce birthday show.
You don't even need to say Beyonce. The birthday show.
Yes. Coming out the gate flexing. And even then, like, because you guys were in my TikTok from that day, a lot of people were like, are you going to have them on the pod or what? And
really?
I was like, yes, I am. But not for 4 more months.
Yeah. Sorry about that. Sorry, we're here.
Sorry, they're super busy. As you can tell, they're very, very successful. So they're very busy. Okay? So I told you I was going to do it, and now it's happening.
Yay. And we really do want you on Pretty Basic. Like, we truly do. So it's coming, guys.
I am so happy to have you. I've been a big fan of both of you for a long time.
Thank you.
I'm so glad you all are here.
Well, I just remember in the depths of 2020, you know, all these new creators were just popping out of nowhere. And I'm not going to lie. Like, at first it's like, oh no, are we old and irrelevant? Like, what's going to happen? Then yours kept coming up for me, and I was like, this bitch gets it. Like, she's hilarious.
Oh, thank you.
Oh my God. It's just rare for me to binge watch a creator like that. We were dying laughing.
Truly.
Thank you. I'm so glad. Well, you guys have been in the game for a long time.
We have. We feel very old.
No, you're not.
We definitely feel old.
You're old, but we're like the same age, so I'm just recent. Like,
true.
In social media world.
Young and new and shiny.
Yeah.
And old and
I'm also
not.
Geriatric, though. Sometimes when I tell people how old I am, especially TikTokers, they're like, oh.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
No, wait, how old are you?
I'm 28.
Oh, me too. Yeah, okay, we are the same age. Okay, good. Oh. Good.
I
love that.
I just turned 30.
Period. Congratulations.
We are 30, flirty, and thriving.
Yes.
Period. That's very exciting. You know what's funny? A long time ago, someone I used to work with, she was talking to me about something. Oh, this was actually at my old job. Everybody knows where I used to work and I got fired from. But I was talking to someone there and I was telling her, I don't know, I just feel like I don't want to be doing this for the rest of my life if I'm unhappy. And I was like, I just feel like time's going so... Me, like, just, like, asking for therapy.
Just, like, trauma dumping.
Yeah, I'm trauma dumping on her.
Like, coworker.
And she was like, how old are you? Because she was, my coworker, because she's in her 40s. And I was like, oh, I think at the time I was, like, 24, 25. And she was like, oh, you're so young. You're so young. You have so much time. Relax. Like, she immediately told me that. But she said, if I could pick any time to go back to, it would be my 30s. Like, she was like, my 30s were the best time of my life ever. And she was like, you think, like, your life's ending when your 20s are over because, like, you're young and whatever. And she was like, but it's so much better in your 30s because you're, like, financially stable, like, friend stable. Like, you know who you are for the most part. She's like, it's just way more fun. Because your 20s are just you in a twister the whole time.
That's what it felt like.
Yeah, just being tossed and turned all the time.
You've done the work and now you get to appreciate all that you've done and enjoy life. I am looking forward to that.
Yeah,
but
same.
I don't want to be 30. Sorry, Alicia.
It's fine.
How's it been being 30?
Honestly, I love it.
Yeah.
Like, I really do love it. And I don't. It's so cliche because I've always hated when people are like, oh, you're so young. And I'm like, shut up. You don't get it. But obviously they do. But I'm not kidding. I felt like a weight off my shoulders because the same thing. I felt like I was dreading 30.
Yeah.
And then it came and I was like, oh,
just another Tuesday.
Just another Tuesday.
You say I feel pretty good.
I know. I'm like, damn.
It's like, it's so funny. I even think about like one time my boyfriend's brother was calling us. He was asking us for like, he was like, oh, I'm making a dish to take to a party. And my boyfriend was like, what party are you going to? Because he's 23. Oh. So I was like, what party are you going to where you have to bring a dish? Because like, you're early
20s. Yeah.
Well, I wasn't bringing shit to a party.
Yeah.
But vibes. I brought a purse, nothing
in it. And a case of
BYOB. Yeah.
I didn't even bring a drink.
If we're lucky.
Yeah, I was like, the whole point was to get drinks bought for me. I came with nothing.
That is true.
So he was like, oh, it's like a potluck or something. And he's like, you're doing potlucks
in 23? It's so pure.
I was like, I can't relate to that at all. My early 20s, a blur.
Wait, that's actually really cute, though. Yeah. Good life lessons early on.
Yeah, I just feel like my early 20s, like, especially when I was in college, a blur, hardly remember most of it. So
really,
I feel like I had a blast in college.
I believe that. I mean, that's like the quintessential experience. We didn't get to partying till we were like mid-20s.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I didn't party in college because I was late. No, I'm just I just like wasn't into it. But then when I hit 23, yeah, party face hit.
Yeah.
Which was like, fun.
Time to go out.
Yeah. It was us together. Because she was 25, I was 23, and we were hitting the bars every day.
Oh, period.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Do you ever think back to that time when you're like, that would put me in a hospital now?
Oh my God.
I'd be hospitalized.
No.
I'd be bedridden.
Many times.
Yeah.
The way that I thought I couldn't hang by not doing like a 4-day weekender.
Yeah, literally.
I was like, wow, oh my God. Like, I'm so lame now or whatever. Oh my God. What?
I know. Now I have like 2 glasses of wine and I'm like, oh man, I can't. I have to wake up early tomorrow.
Same.
I can't do it anymore.
When I hit 26, also, I feel like we're just like acting like we're so old right now.
Yeah.
But when I hit 26, I had my first hangover ever. And
really?
Then now.
Wait, what?
Yeah. Because remember, when I was like younger, I would go out every weekend, like 4 days in a row, and like wake up and go, yeah, no issues. Now I sniff a glass of wine and I'm hungover. It's crazy. I really am acting like I'm so old. I'm sorry.
Right. I had like 4 light beers once, and the next day I thought I had COVID. And I was like, oh, I think something's wrong with me.
It was that bad.
I was the Mr. Krabs meme. I was like, something's wrong with me. And I called my mom and I was like, didn't you drink yesterday? I was like, I had 4 light beers.
And it happens overnight, though. It
yeah,
really
she was
does.
Like, maybe you're hungover. And I was like, no.
Couldn't be.
Absolutely. When I treated it like a hangover, I felt better. Yeah. I was like, oh, I'm embarrassed.
The little like ice cap. Do you have the ice cap?
I just bought it.
Does it work?
Yeah. It's
when
amazing.
You're hungover?
Yeah, I just do it if I have a headache or anything. It's just like a little like headband now.
That's us being old. Yeah, I'm like,
when
oh,
you get excited over
headache.
When you get excited over that.
Kitchen appliances, don't even get me started. All the things.
Oh yeah, you love cooking.
I do love cooking.
Oh my gosh, cooking with Remy.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Thank you so much.
I'm so jealous. For Thanksgiving, my boyfriend and I made vegan mac and cheese because I was like feeling like homemaker-ish.
Ooh.
I was like, let's make some mac and cheese.
Wifey.
Like, yeah. Right? Mind you, like my boyfriend's the one who cooks. Like I don't like cooking typically.
Okay.
So he loves to cook. So he's like, you just get out of my way. And I'm like, don't threaten me with a good time. I'll go sit and wait.
That's me anytime I go to her house and she's cooking. She's like,
but they're actually like, making it take a lot longer.
They like stand in the way of like the silverware drawer, like something where I could just be so much faster if I just do it myself right now.
Like, you can vibe over there.
Yeah, you sit there and chat with me from across the room.
Oh my God, wait, there were a few vlogs just in the past where people were like, Alicia, you have Remy wait on your hand and feet. She's constantly making you drinks. And I'm like, no, like that's her love language. And I'm doing my job. I'm just vibing. Like, yeah. But truly it looks, she's like, here's your dinner. Here's a drink. And I'm like, thanks. Like it really looks like that.
I love it.
Yeah. What's your sign?
Aquarius.
Ooh, mm-hmm. What about you, Alicia?
Aries.
Love.
What are you?
I'm a Virgo.
Ooh.
So you were really loving Beyonce's.
Oh, period.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I felt ascended.
We never even talked about it on Pretty Basic, really.
Oh my God, the experience.
Oh my gosh, of the birthday show?
Yeah.
Ugh, amazing.
When she said your name's in the car.
No, like, I refuse to think it's AI. I refuse.
I think she did it.
I honestly asked the people on the team, and they said it's not.
That's okay.
And I don't think they would lie to me.
I don't think they would either. Not I really so. Don't.
Like, thinking about the Renaissance movie, how involved she is.
That's what I mean.
I think she would go to the booth just to do that.
Yeah, like
I do.
What
the
I
booth,
really think
the booth.
Get in the stew.
Yeah, get in the stew.
What I really think she did was I think she recorded just like our names, like yes. hi, yeah. whatever. And then she did one sentence and then they just stitched them all
which
together.
Which is fine.
That's I'll take bad. It. Yeah, yeah, don't yeah, care. Yeah. Don't give a shit. Don't care at all. When I asked, I was like, is it AI? If it is, I will kill myself. But like,
no, but like,
be
it's not.
Me.
It's not. It's not.
She could call me the wrong name and it'd be okay.
I wouldn't give a shit.
She could say Alicia. I'd be like, yep.
There we are. Changing it right now. Yes.
That was an incredible experience. Amazing.
We would have never dreamt in our life ever
right.
that would happen.
Same.
I just can't get over the food. As like a foodie, they had a tomahawk steak
yeah, the
for
food
you guys.
Was crazy
and Tiffany
amazing.
Necklaces. Did you get a necklace?
I sure did, girl.
Oh my God. The sushi, the food.
The food
the
was crazy.
Experience, yeah. everything. Like, I've never been happier to be a plus one in my life. Truly. Just happy to hold bags and take pictures. I had one. Your sister and I hung out the whole night. It was great.
It was so fun. I just think, like, I've never gotten to see her live. So, like, oh that God. Was like a new experience for me. Because every time she went on tour, I was a brokey, so I didn't have enough money, but I would just watch it on YouTube or something.
Oh, yeah.
I was even joking about this a while ago, where I was talking about when Lemonade came out. You know how, like, she put it on Tidal,
mm-hmm.
and that was the only way you could listen to
yeah.
it? I literally overdrafted my bank account because I paid for Tidal, and I refused to not pay for it anymore because I wanted to keep listening
oh,
to
wait.
It.
Oh, my God, I didn't
That's
love it.
So
With,
sweet.
Like, $0 in my bank account. I was
wait.
Like, don't give a shit.
And you have to go to her show.
Wait, I sure did.
Did you tell her team that?
No, I
you
didn't.
You have to send send them that clip. Oh my God.
Maybe they'll pay you back for that. Like, they'll give you a
reimbursed.
Gift card for you.
It's okay. Just let her meet me and I'll forgive you.
That's true. Yes.
Your choice.
Once a black.
Yeah, I was like, your I overdrafted choice. My account. My mom called me and was like, did you pay for something called Tidal? And I was like, and?
You, it's fraud.
You don't understand. I was like, it was fraud. I just supercharged.
Like, after you record it on like a voice recorder.
For real. Yeah. I was genuinely fraud. Looking at it. I was like, oh, I don't have $25. Oh.
It's $25 a month?
It was for the initial launch of
that
it.
That is a lot.
Something like that.
That is steep.
Oh my God.
Either way, whatever it was, it wasn't $100. It was far less than that. And I didn't even have that. And I was like, it. And then I got to go see her.
Did you have amazing. A moment when you were watching?
Yeah, I think the first time I saw her, because I saw her 2 days before that. Like, I went
oh
my with God. SoFi
oh, that's right. That's
on
right,
September
yeah.
2nd. When I watched her then, I was like genuinely in tears because I was like, could not believe I got to see her. Then going with the birthday show with like a completely different experience
yeah.
was like surreal.
Oh yeah.
My God.
Incredible.
You can't pay for that show. Like, the experience that you guys had was
I
insane.
Know, it was insane. And you guys didn't talk about it on Pretty Basic, but you all had a blast too.
Oh my God. We meant to. And then I think we had like a few guest episodes. And then by the time we would have talked about it, it was like a month later. And we're like, okay, now it's, well, I mean, now it's been like damn near a year later, but it's okay.
Feels like it.
It does feel like it. Literally, what, 3 months ago? Yeah. But yeah.
Yeah. Like, so, yeah, early, yeah, about 3 months. Even like, and this is off topic, but not really the last time before that I saw you guys at an event was at Billboard Women in Music.
I like, oh my God. Wasn't going to bring it up,
when,
but like, I was
yeah,
waiting for you to bring it up.
Lana Del Rey shouted you guys out.
Yes.
That's crazy.
The day that we've referenced 50 times a day since
March 1st.
Yes. Oh, she knows the date.
The fact that she announced it in her thank you speech is
no.
crazy.
No. Insane.
That's insane. It was so fun.
Like, it was wild because we had that experience outside by the doors where we were
yeah.
simply just waiting for our best friend, who's her number one super fan,
oh,
to just
okay.
like get a photo of her. Mm-hmm. Maybe a selfie.
Yeah.
Maybe if he got lucky.
Yeah.
And then we had this whole experience outside. And then we were like the whole show just pinching each other, her and Ollie especially.
I've never felt such a high in my life.
And you probably
truly,
never will.
We I don't think I said, ever will.
Like, the proposal, like when my fiance proposed, it was obviously so beautiful. Nothing will even come close to that moment of Lana because it was so unexpected.
Yeah, it was so
like,
different.
It was so different. And I love Cal so much, but like, it just, I will never feel that way again, honestly. Like, so truly surprised in my life. And then to have her say our names in the speech and then everybody else validate what we felt.
Like, it was insane.
Crazy.
And she's so f***ing talented. Like, I couldn't picture, like, I can't.
What
I
did
can't.
She tell you guys when you guys got to talk to her for a little?
She was like, I love Cal. And then, so I think Cal's okay with it because she said that.
He said, yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's like, hey, same for me.
She was so nice. She was like, she just said like all little individual things to each of us. I feel like to show us that she does watch. Like, you know, when you meet someone, you're like,
yeah.
oh my God, I know this and I know that. So it was like cute little like moments like that. She loved Alicia's bangs.
Oh my God, I can never get rid of them.
She loved it all.
Girl, now I'm married to the Banks forever.
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah, you can like, never stop them.
Lana likes them. I'm going to have them.
It's true. She's so nice, though. And she followed us after and like has messaged us sometimes. And she's
I know her saying that you guys got her through COVID. That's kooky.
My favorite was like, if you were in our suite, yeah. It was dead quiet. Like, no one got it, but like, our suite, Brittany Broski, hilarious.
Screaming.
But you know, anyone else in the audience, like, oh my God, SZA, yeah. They're probably like, what?
Yeah. They were like, yeah.
Yeah,
that's right.
Like, yeah. So I never thought about it from that perspective.
You know what I mean?
It's so true.
We were all fired up for you.
It was so, like, true. I'm glad we had that communal experience
absolutely.
Together.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That bonded. Insane. I was like, oh. When I heard Remy and Alicia, I was like, is she talking about this
one? Yeah, that one behind me?
I was like, that's crazy.
No, that was amazing. And truly, will go down in our life. Like, that would go in our, like, autobiography. Yeah. So truly, like, yeah. It would.
It has to.
I'm just kidding. So happy she's finally, like, getting recognition that she's always deserved. Like, I'm really, really, really hoping she plays at Coachella. Like, she's such a festival girl. Like, she needs...
That's
that
true.
Needs to happen. She needs
Coachella
to headline
also.
It.
Like she is.
She invented Coachella.
She did. She really did.
Her and Vanessa Hudgens.
Yes.
Flower Crown.
Yes.
Inevitably.
Okay. So speaking of this, like one of the peaks of your guys' career, you guys have been on social media for a while. So like, how did you guys get started respectively? And then how did you guys start working together?
Take it away.
We started like over 10 years ago. Like before you could even... make thumbnails before you could even make money.
Yeah.
I remember being so confused because people started having thumbnails. I was like, how are they doing it? But they figured out the hack of exactly halfway through your video, that would be a screenshot for a thumbnail option. I know it took me forever, which obviously now you're just finding out. I never did it because it took me way too long to figure it out.
I wish I didn't have to pick a thumbnail. That's so much more work.
It was just like, remember, like you couldn't?
Yeah.
I even got denied from like the YouTube partner program because you had to apply and they're like, sorry, your video suck. And I was like, oh no. So I had to wait 6 more months to like reapply because that's the only way you could get paid.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember begging my parents to let me do it, but they were convinced it was a scam because you had to like give your social security to get paid.
That was before like online shopping too.
Yes.
My parents were so apprehensive about online shopping in the beginning.
Yes.
So it's true. They're like, absolutely not. This is a scam.
And then she started with college and dorm and stuff, right?
Yeah. I went to college. I started it in high school. And then went to college and then really pivoted all my content to like, moving into the dorms. I went to UCR, who said our side. And had my experience there, had a kleptomaniac roommate.
Oh
it was this big thing. And then through doing all of that, my channel started to kind of grow. And then I reached like a point where I was like, I really would rather do YouTube than go to school right now. And I could see, but like people weren't really doing YouTube full time at that point yet, and so I sat my parents down and I was like, I really want to do this. Like, please let me try. They're like, okay, take 1 year, do it. If it works out, great. And if it doesn't, just go back to school.
That's cool.
And I got to live out with like my sorority sisters. I had like the best year of my life, honestly, like making YouTube videos, hanging out with my friends. And then my channel kind of blew up at that time and I was able to move out to LA. How exciting.
Meanwhile, I'm over here filming back to school videos. That was the only thing that like made my channel grow, because I think the first 4 or 5 years it really didn't grow, and then I was like, wow, back to school, okay. My whole identity,
it was a moment on YouTube.
I milked the shit out of that. While you were partying in college, just picture me doing DIY
DIYing your locker,
changing her like house, shit in person,
taking a room in her house and filling it with desks and lockers.
Mm-hmm.
Truly.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I made a set and I don't regret it.
No, that's what I would have thought.
I don't regret it. You know, we were a little bit of a late bloomer for obvious reasons.
We just had one of our best friends on the podcast. One of my best friends from like elementary school, who got to meet her along our journeys together. And it was so funny because we were talking about our first impressions and I didn't even know this was his first impression of her. But we were all like in our little party phase that I mentioned earlier, and we were going out and he met Alicia and I was like, you're gonna love her, she's so cool, she's so nice. And when he met her, you know, she comes like, we're going out to the bars and she's got like this like all leather outfit on, like looks really hot, like was like stunting with her bob. And we're like hanging out, we're like having so much fun. And then when she left, I was like, oh my God, you need to check out her channel. She's also a YouTuber. And he said he went home and looked it up and he was like, he thought she was so cool and like suave and just like sexy. He gets home and he's like, oh, this girl's making back to school videos. It was like something's not clicking.
This is not like the other.
The duality really was impressive.
Yeah, it was the duality of man.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But I mean, around that time is when we just started having so much fun. And one time we were at dinner with our agent at the time. Mm-hmm. We're telling a story, a crazy dating story where she's like climbing over a wall to get into his apartment. Oh, and literally he stops us mid conversation and goes, "You guys need a podcast. Like, this is hilarious. Your banter is hilarious." This was 2018.
2018, yeah.
So like podcasts were new, but not
what they are now.
I mean, like crime junkie
influencer
and stuff.
Podcasts. Yeah. Yeah. Like every, like, yeah, there were those, like, it was, established
yeah,
ones.
Yeah. It's very common now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly.
Especially after COVID.
Exactly. Sure. And we had just been newer best friends, but the podcast was kind of like the baby of our friendship anyway.
Yeah.
But
I remember your back to school videos, and I remember your videos when you first moved into your home.
Oh my God. Oh, yeah, the COVID vlogs. Like,
yeah, your COVID vlogs.
Yes.
I remember them so distinctly.
Oh my God, thank you for watching.
I was like, y'all got me through COVID too. Oh. I know it doesn't mean as much as Lana, but
are you kidding?
It means the same. I'm having another moment right now, actually.
Take that, Cal.
Yeah.
I just passed you up too.
Take it, Cal.
So, like, when did you guys, like, I'm sure you guys both had the moments separately and then you probably had it together, but like, when did you guys feel like shit, this is like really a thing? Like, whether it was like an event or an opportunity, or maybe it's just making money or being self-sustaining, whatever it may be. I feel like every creator has like a moment where they're kind of like, damn, I think this is like for real.
I think for me, I don't know if I had like an aha moment, like I stopped in my tracks and thought about it, but mm-hmm. I do think that year that that my parents gave me to really try, mm-hmm. It taught me so much about my own work ethic and set me up for what my work ethic now that I did not have at school at all. So truly, I think like that, just having a passion for something drove me to actually want to give myself structure and schedule, which you need in a job like this.
Absolutely.
You didn't even know it. I didn't know that at the time.
Oh my God, yeah.
Absolutely.
I think it was just like when I first moved to LA, I remember like moving to my first apartment on my own after working that whole year or the years prior, and then especially that year, and then having that door close when my parents left and being like, okay, I'm on my own. Like, I have to make this work now.
Yeah.
I think that was like my big moment, and the Lotta thing again.
I was gonna say similarly, like the dropping out of college was such a monumental moment for me, especially because that's so unlike my personality.
Yeah,
I literally went from being on the dean's list to getting like on academic probation because I just stopped caring about school because YouTube was like taking off. Like all of my attention, all of my like energy, passion, everything went to making back to school videos. and DIY snacks. But it was so interesting. So I think when I even presented it to my parents, they were so supportive, but both of them also like don't have their college degree. My mom's a drummer and like a musician, and they understand the arts a lot, but they always have said like, we know your personality, you do everything 100%, so if you ever want to go back to school, we know you will.
Yeah.
And you know, let's just see where this goes. And they've been so supportive. I'm so great. Like, we have it lucky. I feel like our parents have been really supportive, especially then.
I know, when it was so new.
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't like what it is now.
Not stable at all.
Yeah, like so new and foreign and like not talked about, like in a legitimate sense.
Oh my God.
Like,
even the other day I was in a car and I was driving and I look and this girl's like having her friend get outfit photos of her against a wall. And I was like, it's just crazy. Oh, we were in Miami. I was like, it's crazy how that's just everywhere. And it's so normal because before we would get looks, we would get people like, stared, what are you doing? Like, it was so different.
I
love it. I love how now anyone can do anything and your life can truly change overnight, which I feel like that's you to a T.
Yeah.
It sure can, girl. Let me tell you.
Like, we look up to creators who because we were slow and steady. Like, we never had that over. I don't think I could handle it.
I wouldn't be able to.
I truly don't think I could handle it.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was, I feel like, especially with the introduction of TikTok, which is my next question for you guys, like, because you guys are OG YouTubers. Mm-hmm. Like, have you guys seen that the whether it's like business opportunity or just like the industry as a whole has like shifted drastically since like short form content has kind of become like a new thing? Like, because long form was the thing for a long time.
Yeah.
And now it's like everyone's kind of like shift, like almost broadened their perspective to include short form now too.
Yeah.
It's like, have you guys seen a huge difference, or is it more so just like
day and night?
Yeah. It's like everything just kind of turns immediately.
I mean, I would say most of at least my brand deals right now too are more short like form. Vertical and short form.
Yeah.
Which is aside from the podcast, but even that change is crazy to me.
Yeah.
You know, like, that's, I don't know. Everything's so weird, but the industry too, just they kind of follow what they think is hot, everything always comes back full circle. Yeah. And now I feel like podcasts reminds me of old YouTube. Like, that's, it's so long. True. It's just you sit down and talk.
Yeah.
You know, so,
so it's like the new version of a story time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kind of, you're so
also
right.
TikTokers reminded me of when all the Vine stars came over to YouTube. That was the first, like, the world is shook. Like, we're shaking things up when so many new creators came. And that was like the first monumental moment. And then TikTok starting, it was just so interesting seeing people blow up overnight, and then seeing now who's been able to stick around this long and like evolve their brands. Like, that's, it's just so interesting.
Yeah I think I have so many thoughts. I agree with what you said. I also think kind of like TikTok at its peak reminded me when YouTube was at its peak, like when we were doing lifestyle, well, we still are, but back when it was like popping and like we were going to like Bora Bora on brand trips and things like that, was kind of like, it became the norm for a little bit of like, that was kind of the flow of how brands are working with YouTubers. And then there was obviously COVID, so it kind of took there was a lull. And then I remember when Tarte took all the TikTokers to Dubai and TikTok blew up.
Yeah.
And obviously that was just like a really crazy experience in general. But when we were sitting at home watching it, I was like, well, this is like, again, it's like a trend recycling.
Yeah,
but obviously, like, a lot of people hadn't been around for that time at YouTube, which was really funny.
So now they're like seeing it now and they're like, wow, that's
crazy.
But they've been doing it for years. It was just with a different platform.
Exactly. And I do think a lot of like, it's cool to see all the TikTokers get so many cool opportunities. Like, I mean, everything. I feel like TikTokers are at every premiere, every event, every, like, everything. And I think it's really cool to see, as people who were around digital for so long when it wasn't acknowledged, and when traditional media,
we were begging people to understand, like, brands or anyone just to understand
the like, gravity of it.
Like, like, what, like, the amount of times we've had to educate people, they're like, what are you, like, what, so what is, oh, you can make money that, like, like, and now it's just a well-known thing. Like, everyone understands that it can be a full-time job, and it can be a really hard for your mental health. Like, there's a lot of things that I feel like now, before, people just truly didn't understand. Some still don't, but overall, even brands are accepting that social media stars aren't going anywhere, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. That was going to be it. This episode is brought to you by eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee, and you'll feel it. Whether it's a handbag, watch, sneakers, streetwear, or jewelry, eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love, and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal with eBay Authenticity Guarantee. Visit ebay.com for terms. This episode is brought to you by Priceline. When it comes to travel, we all have that happy place we're always daydreaming about. Whether it's the snow-capped mountains, white sand beaches, a best friend's wedding, or even a hometown visit, we all have one. My happy place, personally, is my second home, which is in Hawaii. And everybody knows, because that's where I've been living, and I live there and in California, and I love Hawaii, and I love traveling there. So wherever your happy place is, Priceline wants to get you there for a happy price, so you never have to miss a trip. And did you know that when you bundle and save with Priceline, you can save up to $625 when you book your flights and hotels together? We all know the feeling. 100 open tabs across 50 different sites trying to find the best deal. Just use Priceline and simply book your entire trip in one place. They truly have deals you cannot find anywhere else. And everybody loves a good deal, girl. So make sure you get that value off of Priceline. So download the Priceline app today to save up to 60% off select hotels, and go to your happy price with Priceline. Another question I had for you guys, as far as like, because you guys were on the front lines of it, like when it was becoming a thing to be an influencer, because like there was no word for it back then.
Yeah.
It was kind of like YouTuber. I just make videos. Yeah. YouTuber, yeah. I make videos online kind of deal. I was curious, like, if it was really, really hard in the beginning to, like, get people to, like, take you seriously. Because even now, it's a little difficult sometimes now. And now it's, like, so commonplace, like, for everyone. People could be an influencer. They could make TikTok videos, make money or whatever. So sometimes when I struggle with that now, I think about, like, how hard it must have been back then. Like, no, I swear. It's, like, it's a good thing. It's something that will help your business.
Yeah.
Like, you're kind of having to like pitch yourself.
Selling power, all the things for sure.
Yeah.
Definitely. I mean, I think of I think there will always be a divide between traditional and digital, whatever falls under the digital realm.
Yeah.
But I think that it comes down to like antiquated ideas, and then even like For me personally, I remember seeing an interview that Jennifer Aniston did like a while ago. Yeah. Do you remember that one where talking about how something along like that digital influencers don't bring any sort of anything to the table or something like along those lines. Exactly. Mm-hmm. But
wait, she said that?
Yeah,
she did.
Yeah. Oh, it's okay though, because she just made her Instagram too. And we all know she doesn't run it. You know what I mean? We all know she doesn't.
It's
all
right, girl. It's okay.
Like, we get but it.
I do think, yeah, back in the day, we were around the time when, again, we're aging ourselves, when all YouTubers started to try to be, whether it was a singer or try to be an actor. Oh my God,
something. No, it was almost embarrassing to say you wanted to be a content creator. Like everyone had this, sorry, I interrupted you.
You're fine.
Everyone had the same like phrase they would say. They'd be like, yeah, YouTube's just a stepping stone to my real career as an actress or actress or singer, musician or whatever. Yeah, yeah. And I feel like we never felt that way. Did you?
Someone here did go on auditions, I have to say.
We did it. We did the damn thing.
Don't get me wrong. Okay. I did do that.
I did audition like, for Baby Shark the movie. I just applied my vlog that today. But like, it's true. Like, we never went into this, or even when it was like a big thing and so many agents were coming to us being like, do you want to do this acting? Do you want to do these like acting classes? Do you want to do this? Like, that was never our intention, nor did we actually want to do it.
Or even embarrassed of being like, no, I'm here to like ride the wave, however long that is. And surprisingly, like 15 years later, we're still on this surfboard. Like, we're fine.
Thank God.
I also will say what's interesting, though, back then, if people or brands did understand it, it was almost a little easier than now because I feel like none of them had been burned yet.
Oh, that's
so
true.
So now I feel like a lot of brands are like hesitant because they're like, well, we've worked with influencers before. And I'm like, no, you worked with one who maybe for whatever reason, it didn't help you, it didn't sell product or whatever the case is. So that's kind of been something harder, I would say, more recently of like trying to convince the brands, like, I'm so aware that like maybe you had a bad
experience,
but that's not every single content creator out there,
Absolutely.
You know? Mm-hmm. And then also now there's just so many creators where before it felt like brands would have to find us.
Yeah.
So in a way, I would say we had more deals presented to us then. Where now, because, which honestly, I love that there's so many creators.
Yeah.
And it's more niche,
that's
you know?
That's tea. Yeah, that's honestly tea.
Yeah, so
that's
now it feels like less deals are presented. However, when you have the right ones, they fit so much better. I feel like that's now we've been working with brands who we literally have used every single day. Or like, it's more genuine in a way, I guess.
Yeah, because it's more targeted.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I feel like also, too, by that measure, it's like you don't get pigeonholed as easy.
Yeah.
Like you did back in the day. Like if you made beauty videos, like that was your thing.
Yeah.
So like doing anything outside of beauty didn't really make sense back then.
Yeah.
And I talked to Jackie Ina about that a little bit too, because she was like, yeah, I mean, I do beauty, but that's not what I want to do forever. Like that's not the only interest I have. And that's probably easier now that you can like, you're just like, I just have a platform and I have lots of interests. I could do makeup, skincare, hair.
We got in that early, luckily, because there was the wave of when real makeup artists came to YouTube and we quickly were like,
we're like, pick up the makeup bag.
Okay, that might need
cooking.
And I mean, that's the only reason why we switched to lifestyles, because we're like, wow, we're not makeup artists.
Girl,
like, you are a
beauty
guru.
Yes, exactly. Being self-aware is very important. Yes.
Being funny.
Yeah.
That's such tea. And that's a good point, too, about the comment about traditional and digital, like how the worlds can coexist, but some people on the traditional side resist mixing them.
Mm-hmm.
And I've talked about that before with other creators. I feel like it's such a, like you said, an archaic way of looking at things, which is like, oh, you know, these people are celebrities and these people are influencers, which I'm super okay with. You can call me a dickhead on the internet, I don't care. Like, it is what it is, you know what I mean? Like, I've no shame in being a content creator at all. But it is frustrating though to like try, when you're in these new worlds now, like when we go to the Beyonce show or like go to a movie premiere or go to like an award show of any kind, and feeling like you have to like prove yourself there.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like, girl, we're here for the same reasons.
Yeah.
And honestly, if I walked across that street to those fans and I asked them which one of us they know.
Yeah.
That's why you invited me. Yeah. Is it not?
It's so true.
It's like, sometimes I make that joke. I'm like, sometimes people or brands or companies will invite me to stuff and then they're going to hand me a tray and tell me to start serving. Like, go ahead and help out.
Mm.
Since, you know, you're not a real celebrity, but you are a dickhead. I need you to post that you were here so people will come and see this movie.
Yeah.
But like, also help out, will you?
Yeah.
I'll lay some cars while you're here. Yeah.
They hand you keys, you're like, the fuck.
You want to hear something so funny and random?
Oh my God.
I got like interest. Like, I got an email to go to Heidi Klum's Halloween party this year.
Iconic.
And so I'd been traveling nonstop for like 2 months, and my team was like, do you really want to do this? Like, do you want to go back to New York? I was like, yeah, yeah, I do.
Yeah.
But at the time, they were telling me that it was themed. And I was like, her Halloween party's never themed. That's me never having gone. I was like, that's not true. Yeah. I've never been there.
Best friends with Heidi. Like, yeah,
she would never do that. I don't know her. I don't know her. She doesn't know me. And they were telling me that I was going to have to dress up like as this very specific person. Oh. And I was like, okay.
Wait, what?
Who? Right? They were telling me it was supposed to be for the new Wonka movie, right, with Timothée Chalamet.
Wait, no.
Yeah, like that was the theme. No. But I think this was before the SAG strike was ended. Oh. So like, I think that's why it was kind of in limbo.
Oh, okay.
But they were telling me, if you want to go, you have to dress like him. And I said, okay.
Like as Willy Wonka?
Yeah, I was like as Willy Wonka or as Timothée Chalamet as Willy Wonka? Because, like, can I be
anyone? Those are two very different things.
Yeah, I was like, can I be anyone? Johnny Depp. Else?
Imagine they're like, you're the Oompa Loompa.
I was like, can I be anyone else from the movie or does it have to be him?
That's
and they were like, no, it has to be him because the other people aren't in the movie because it's about his origin story or whatever.
Wait, right? I didn't even know that.
Yeah, so okay. I'm assuming, I don't know. That's just kind of the loose. And I was like, okay. And then I was thinking, okay, I'm thinking about like myself. I'm thinking, I'm going to get photographed in a Getty image dressed like Timothée Chalamet. Like, that's kind of funny.
Timothée Chalamet dressed as Willy Wonka.
If I'm going to do it, like, I wanted to do like the full like prosthetic.
No, you
like,
would have to.
Ghostly white, like, I'm going to suck my cheekbones. I'm like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's, I was like, I'm going to do it. If I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it. But then I was like, I don't think I want to do that. So I was like, no, it's okay. And then I saw all these people that I knew went, there was no theme. Everybody was dressed as cute, hot shit. Yeah. And then I remember I was literally watching and I was going, dude, what if they were just playing a trick on me?
No, like, imagine you were the
only one. What if I showed up as dressed as him and they're like, who are you supposed to be?
Wait, did you get an answer? Like, why?
I was just like,
can you pass? Inquire? Yeah, please?
Pass.
I was like, imagine. I was like,
hey, I'm busy.
I was like, imagine if they were just like playing a trick on me.
No, I'm like, were they wanting a free promo or something?
That's what I was like. If I showed up dressed as Timothée Chalamet and all these bitches look hot, I'm pissed.
No, Timothée Chalamet as Willy Wonka.
As Willy Wonka.
Maybe you're getting punked.
That's what
like,
I'm saying.
Like, really, for real.
I was like, as seen as Willy Wonka.
Yes.
I was like, dude, imagine I showed up. I'd be mad. No, I'd be mad.
I would get out of the car.
I would
be so pissed.
I would angry
not get
immediately.
Out. I'm picturing your Getty. It's like stunning prosthetics.
Yeah, so I was like, I saw everybody else go and I was like, there is no bitch dressed as Willy Wonka there.
I saw so many good characters. You're
yeah,
so
wait,
costumes,
imagine
yeah.
you submitted to Dumois like, oh, I heard it's going to be Willy Wonka.
Dude. That's so funny. And then I was like, literally laughing to myself because I was like, this job is such a joke sometimes. Like, I'm such a
no wonder Jennifer Aniston hates us.
I get it.
I'm like, hey, I get it.
She's like,
I get it.
This influencer came as Willy Wonka.
Dude, for real. They were like, this fucking asshole dressed up as silly. Like I did it to be a dick.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
I just
yeah.
did it to be a difficult. I'm like, oh, dude, can God. You imagine? I was like, imagine they were just playing a trick on me. That'd be crazy.
I can't believe you didn't get an answer. Like, you were just going to go through life wondering.
Yeah, I was just kind of like, well.
Following up.
I was like, well, wasn't meant to be, I guess. See you next year, Heidi. And then I saw Heidi was dressed. I was like, girl, what the
dress as?
I think she was a peacock, yeah.
Oh,
she was like a dancer.
Okay.
I was like, oh, was there a peacock in Wonka? Or was that just, was I the only one who got that email? Or
didn't see that sizzle reel?
Yeah, I was like, God damn, that's crazy. So I know what you mean, where it's like, it's so funny because you're like, you're relevant enough to be there, but not relevant enough for them to treat you like you should be there. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
It's that weird like divide.
Yeah.
And I feel like it's so strange to adapt to.
It like has to do with, I think, like, so much other than like digital creators, like people's
perceptions
of influencers, traditional media's perception of influencers, just kind of a culmination of everything not taking us seriously.
I agree.
And I do understand to a certain degree because there are a lot of vapid influencers who are not great people who I think like give a bad name, but like that kind of goes for everything.
I was gonna say, yeah, like any industry or like title in the industry or in the entertainment industry as a whole, like an actor, a singer, a musician as a whole, anyone, like, you could be like, oh, that.
Oh, yeah.
There are people who suck in those industries, too.
For sure.
But I totally get that, because I feel like there are influencers, too, who have, like, kind of given us a bad name. Mm-hmm. So when you say, you're like, ah.
Like, I get it, though. Yeah, I know. Yeah.
I get it. It's a terrible title.
Yeah.
Mm. I feel like the longer we've done it, this is going to sound so cliche, but just being grateful we're still invited. We're like,
I feel it.
That, I think, has helped the ego side of it.
Totally.
Because I always felt like I had to prove, like, oh my God, no, like, I'm legit, I'm creative, I'm talented, yeah, blah, 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 all this stuff. And the more that we're like, oh my God, we're still doing this thing. Like, yeah, damn, like, that's really cool. I feel like that's helped a lot. And then even this year, like, we've had such awesome experiences, mm-hmm, but I feel like we're trying so much less than we ever have.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that's not a coincidence.
Yeah.
Like, absolutely. Just happy to be here. And like, we're just happy to be here.
Yeah. Still. Your gratefulness is probably why it's worked out. Like, honestly, because it shines through. I think the authenticity is what people care most about, especially your audience being loyal, because I feel like you guys have such a loyal audience.
Oh my God, we've grown up together. Like, that's what's crazy. People would be like, oh my God, I followed you when I was 7 and now I'm in college. Like, that's crazy. Mm-hmm.
You're also mean to tell me. I know I'm old. I'm like, don't mention it anymore.
I also think, like, TikTok, I view TikTok and YouTube as two very different things, because I go to both for different purposes. Like, TikTok, I go for brain rotting and to learn, like, quick little tips and, like, as a whatever. Yeah. And then YouTube, I go to keep up with people that I'm, like, personally invested in. Like, there are some TikTokers that I love who I am very invested in their lives, who are willing to share. But I do think people share a lot less on TikTok, and it's more like, boom, 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 boom. Like, this is how you do this. This is the next trend. Try this food, whatever.
Yeah.
And YouTube is much more, because you have to talk for like 15, 20, 30 minutes. It's like, this is what's happening in my life. And I do think there are definitely TikTokers who have selling power, for sure. Mm-hmm. But I do think, like, YouTubers definitely have a lot more selling power because people are much more invested in them.
Yeah. And they've been around for a long time.
Yeah.
So the trust is there, I feel like.
Oh, yeah.
And I feel like it's a lot easier to blow up on TikTok than it was on YouTube at any point, even now.
Oh,
like, even now, it's hard to build a platform on YouTube.
Oh, yeah.
So I feel like TikTok, it's like, it can be overnight, but sustaining it is a lot harder.
For sure.
The views and the likes and the obsession with you is harder because people are blowing up all the time.
So quickly, yeah.
Truly, like, and I will stand by this forever, like, having that smaller, loyal fan base over everything.
Yeah.
Like, they're your family. They're your best friends.
Yeah.
Compared to millions of empty views. Like, at the end of the day,
it doesn't
really
mean much.
It doesn't.
Yeah, like, it doesn't convert.
5 million views could be 10 million views, and you still feel kind of empty because you're like, okay, cool, I got those, but, like, now what?
Yeah.
And I've never felt so much more secure in my career, especially after starting the podcast. But I think a lot of that was being vulnerable and open with your audience. Like, you've done such a good job from taking your moment of fame and, like,
longevity,
riding that wave and, like, trying new things and being like, no, I'm not just this person on TikTok. You know what I mean? Like, and that's so important. And I think a lot of creators don't have that.
Yeah.
So not having all of your eggs in, like, one basket.
Absolutely.
Even if there's views on YouTube or on TikTok, but not YouTube, it's like, start that channel and, like, have different things in case one does go away. Cause everyone used to say that and no one believed it would happen. Yeah. But now, after, like, 2020,
Vine.
Everyone's like, anything could happen. So
truly.
I think that, like, who knows, maybe you'll just do your podcast the rest of your life, you know, or, like, the next 5 years.
Yeah. That's, like, true. I mean, it's so funny too, your guys' is like time frames. You're like, okay, I'm gonna give myself this much time. I did the same thing, like, because when I got mine, like, I was out of college, I had normal jobs, like, I was a very normal person prior to this. So when it kind of started rolling, I, like, told my parents, like, I think I really want to try this, like, just see what happens. And then I was like, I want to try it for, like, 6 months and just see.
Yeah.
Because I'm a Virgo, so I need a plan. And a year was too long for me. So I was like, okay, I'm just going to do 6 months. And then if it doesn't work, I'm going to go get another job.
Yeah. Then we'll just pretend I didn't.
My parents were like, okay, yeah, like, that sounds good to me. So it was like 6 months almost to the day is, like, when I got signed and I started, like, it really kicked off. And so I was like, okay, period.
I think more people need to do that. I think having that motivation of, like, if I don't succeed at this, I'm gonna have to go back to this.
Yeah.
I think that is what a lot of people don't. I think a lot of people quit too soon with no plan.
Yeah.
And then they're kind of lost because it's have a schedule for yourself. It's never ending and you have to be very disciplined. And if not, like, you get lost. Like, you get eaten alive.
Yeah, absolutely. And it overwhelms you, like, the pressure of, like, likes and all that stuff, like, starts to overwhelm you if you don't have consistency at all, mm-hmm. Which is what I told people when they're like, how did you do it? I'm like, I don't know. I posted a video every single day for like 6 months straight, and then it just worked. Because I remember seeing other people be like, oh, I post like 5-6 times a day, or I post like 10 times a day. And I was like, I don't have that in me.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I don't have that at all.
We would post one video a week was good enough for YouTube. So like when TikTok came around, we're like, one a day? And yeah. People are like, 5 a day. I'm like, 5 a day?
Yeah,
like,
true. I could not conceptualize doing more than one. And I was like, I'm going to be realistic with myself. One a day if I can. I was like, but at least 3 a week.
That's what good
I
told though. Myself. And you don't burn yourself out.
Yeah, I gave myself some like measures.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then once like men started really hating me, I was like,
no, I made it.
I got this in the bag.
To the races. Now I got video every day for you guys.
Oh, you will never run out of content.
Right.
Have you ever had like an in-person experience with someone coming up to you, or is it only online?
Like as far as men?
Yeah.
No, I've never really had anyone in person. Well, actually, that's not true. I had one guy say something to me, but it ironically, it was like, I was at Playlist Live.
Ooh. LOL.
Ooh. Uh-oh. I went to Playlist Live, and like, it's changed drastically. I'm sure it has.
Oh my God, I can't even imagine. You guys went.
Oh my gosh, I can't even imagine. And I remember the first time I went to VidCon, the first time I went to Playlist was last year. And my sister and I, because we're both old, we were both like, dude, this is crazy. We used to watch people go to VidCon and Playlist all the time on YouTube.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, we used to watch your guys' vlogs.
Oh my God. I remember going, the last time I went was probably like 2018 maybe, and I remember going up an escalator and these like teenage boys were running amok, and someone was like, oh, there's this new app called Musical.ly, like these Musical.ly boys are here, and I was like, what is Musical.ly? And I like that stuck with me forever. Wow. And then now obviously we know what it was, but yeah
I remember the like the after parties that all the creators would go to.
Yeah.
It always felt like college because a lot of us didn't go to college. And then one year overnight after Musical.ly, there's like 8-year-olds running around and we were like, can you be here? Like, it's 1 a.m. Like,
vibes
what are you
different.
Doing? So yeah. Different.
Vibes are so different. And I remember at Playlist, I did a panel, and it was me. Well, I was the only girl on the panel, but there was like three dudes that were like longstanding YouTubers, I guess. I've never heard of them. And then it was three TikTokers, and one of them was my friend. One of them I just met that day. Both really nice guys. So like, do you guys know Coda Steven?
No.
On TikTok, you would love him. He's okay. So funny. But like he's my friend, and we were both on the panel together. And so I remember the guy hosting it was also a YouTuber. And they're like, when I say old, I mean for real. Like they're like in their 40s. They're dads, okay. They have kids. They're kind of talking about their content. And so like the moderator was very clearly pro YouTube.
Oh,
like he was like, okay, like long form's the way. And so he was kind of like skipping over us and not really talking to us at all.
Oh my gosh.
To the point where I started getting annoyed. Mm-hmm. And one thing I don't do is men being disrespectful.
Yeah.
Don't give a shit if I'm on a stage. So
oh my God.
I started getting annoyed because then they started talking shit on short form, saying it's like, it's never going to last.
You're like, I'm sitting right here.
Yeah. I was like, okay, can I have the mic, please? Yeah, thank you. Like, I was like, okay, my turn to talk. So I started like kind of arguing with them. Like on the stage.
Good.
I would have paid to be there.
Yeah, and it was like getting tense and like awkward, and I didn't give a fuck because I'm like, well,
what's the
why
point
else?
Of this panel?
Yeah, I'm like, well, why don't we ask the audience which one of us they know the most, and then you tell me which one's
also
better.
You clearly have a seat there. Like you are literally on stage.
And I remember saying too, I'm like, I mean, I'm not ever gonna knock long form content like on YouTube. Like I grew up watching YouTube, so like I have such a love and admiration for long form content, specifically YouTubers, because that's what I loved watching when I was younger. So I was like, I mean, this is just a different thing. It doesn't mean one's better than the other.
Yeah.
And it doesn't mean one's going to last longer than the other. We really don't know.
No.
And that guy didn't give a shit. So like after that whole thing, it was awful in the sense that it was awkward and I wasn't backing down and he didn't like me. So the moderator, but he was a white guy with dreads. So do with that what you will.
Yeah.
You know how like they take you to the amusement parks?
Yes.
After whatever.
Yes.
When we went to the amusement park, that guy got kind of drunk and he like tried to confront me.
No.
No.
Like the fucking Velocicoaster. Why are you doing
no.
it there? Like my life's gonna flash before my eyes. You to be the last thing I see. Right. So I was like, he tried to confront me there, like in a very antagonistic way.
Aww.
And I was like, he was like, oh yeah. He's like, hey, is this your man? Like to my boyfriend. And I was like, yeah, it's my boyfriend. And he was like, oh, he goes, well, I just kind of figured you wouldn't have one because, you know, you fucking hate all of us. And I said,
no.
I said, who's us?
Yeah. Yeah.
I hate you. And I was like, no, that's him. And then he was like, oh, well, he's like, yeah, you know what? And he like shook my boyfriend's, or tried to. He like reached out like that. He's like, thanks for taking one for the team.
What the fuck?
Which is like me. And his girlfriend, I could tell his girlfriend or wife or whatever, like I could tell she was embarrassed and she was like, stop, stop. Because like he's up, like he's drunk.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so, and I'm like, you're feeling brave, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Feeling brave? And I was like, it's funny because you guys think that my persona is an act. And it's not. So,
I hate to break it to you.
He said that shit and then turned around and got on the roller coaster. And I was like, we're leaving already? You're just going to talk shit and leave?
Uh-huh.
And when he was closing his hand, I was like, hey, wait for me after the roller coaster. I'll finish the conversation with you after if you want to wait for me. Make sure you wait for me after you go. And he was like, and then shocker, he didn't wait for me.
God.
The only time I've ever had a man like confront me like that. But
you
I'm
needed
also
some
like,
liquid courage, though.
Girl, right? And you guys know I'm like I'm not small. Like I'm a big person. So is my boyfriend. So like, I think when they see me in real life, they're like, okay.
I think that says a lot, though.
Yeah.
That no one has the balls to come up in person.
Speaking of that. Though, have you guys? Do you guys deal with a lot of hate?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes and no. We have like amazing, super supportive audiences and a community.
Yeah.
There's definitely people that don't like us for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's just the livelihood of being on the internet.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, also, we're sensitive girlies.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
People pleasers. I wish I like suck with confrontation. I hate when people are mad at me. I'm such a people pleaser. I mean, we both are.
Yeah.
But like, I would, oh my God. Like, I would truly love if I could be confronted like that and be like, sit down, bitch.
Yeah.
Like, I wish I couldn't.
Do you ever get affected at all? Sorry, like now I'm interviewing you.
No, you're totally fine. I do too. I think not in the way that I think people perceive, which is like when I get random hate from ugly little men on the internet, that means nothing to me. It does nothing for me. If anything, it makes me laugh. And it fosters my career. So, I mean, it's their fault that I'm still doing this.
You're crying while getting your nails done.
Yeah. I'm
like, it's their fault.
I think the only time it bothers me is when it's like people who love me and I feel like they're perceiving me in a way that doesn't align with who I believe
I am.
For sure. That's really the only, and it's because I care. Like, mm-hmm. I care about them and I care about uplifting them and empowering them. So if I feel like I've let them down, that's really the only time it bothers me.
Yeah, I feel like, that when it's character stuff.
Exactly.
And it's like, oof, like, that's not true, but if you want to believe that, that's okay.
Yeah, like, I can't change your mind,
exactly.
That kind of thing. But as far as, like, random hate, no, never. Mm. Never in a million years. This episode is brought to you by Captain Morgan Sliced. In fruit and life, there's no juice without the slice. It's what freed the pineapple from the rind and turned your old jeans into cute jorts. Introducing Captain Morgan Sliced, 4 cocktail-inspired, ready-to-drink flavors. Pineapple daiquiri, strawberry margarita, mango Mai Tai, and passion fruit hurricane. Visit CaptainMorgan.com to find Sliced near you. Does not contain real fruit or juice. Captain Morgan & Co., Plainfield, Illinois. Please drink responsibly. 21 plus only. This episode is brought to you by Rockstar Energy Drink. We're all guilty of spacing out from time to time, and Rockstar totally gets that, which is why they've released the all-new Rockstar Focus, made with lion's mane and 200 milligrams of caffeine for an energy and mental boost. Plus, it's available in 3 delicious zero-sugar flavors, my favorite being the white peach, babe. Visit rockstarenergy.com to learn more. At least 75 milligrams of caffeine has been shown to help improve attention. Do you guys get hate from men a lot?
No, not really.
I know I've hit like a different demographic. I'm like, oh, we made the For You page.
Happened a couple of times. You're so right.
Yeah, yeah.
She went super viral for a clip on our pod where she was saying that she hit 30 and she was like expecting men in their 30s to.
That's right.
Yeah.
To I remember that.
Be like a lot more mature, and it hit the wrong side of TikTok.
Our producer was like, yeah, it's getting a lot of hate. And I was like, oh, that's good.
That's a good
I was
thing.
Like, we made it.
That means it did really well.
I'm like,
because you're saying they're
time.
Just as immature, right?
Oh my God. I was like, I just thought my whole 20s, I've always had people be like, you need to date in your 30s. Like, you're very successful. Most guys in their 20s, like, aren't there mentally. Like, you need someone older.
Which is not a lie. So
I turned 30 in one day, and I'm like, okay,
yeah.
Like, we're ready. And I was
the
just
age of Unhinged.
Yes, I like move it up. And I wasn't anticipating how just because one men in their 30s, if they're single, it's either a really good reason or a really bad reason.
I feel that, yeah.
But also, like, I'm single, so it's whatever. But I was getting those types of comments where I'm like, oh, I didn't think about now there's a lot of guys who like have commitment issues and yeah, they're single and successful, but there's a reason they're still going to the bar every night. You know what I mean? Like that is what I was saying. And
men are people didn't like it. Who the fuck are you?
Yeah.
Like men getting fucking mad. Yeah. And you're like, are you single?
It's just funny when they
did
like,
I lie?
They like, try to insult like something so like small to like they try to find something to insult. You know what I mean?
And what about you?
What about me, bitch? We're both single. Clearly for a reason, right? So like what part of that was upsetting to hear?
Yeah. No.
The part where you're like, men are awful. When you just say that shit, they're like, and what about you?
You're like, there's no comeback.
Yeah, I'm like, I mean, you probably think I'm awful too. So it's kind of like when people call me ugly. They're like, oh, you're ugly. I'm like, well, so are you. And then men are like, first of all, like they get f-ing pissed off at me. I'm like, you just said I was ugly, which means you don't want to fuck me. Thank God. I don't want to fuck you either. So like,
thank God.
Mission accomplished. Yeah.
We have a lot in common.
But I really feel like anything anyone says to you regarding that, all you have to do is be like, I wouldn't have a career if this wasn't true.
Yeah, true. Like hello.
Like you're here.
That's all I'm like. Well, I always think like, what are the odds that we're all wrong?
Yeah.
Like, what are the odds? Like statistically speaking, like, y'all love stats. So, like, what are the odds that every single woman on the earth is wrong?
Like you being like, your wife follows me. Your girlfriend probably follows me.
And they always do.
And they always do.
So what do you want, girl?
I was driving on my way here, and I was just in my thoughts thinking about how, I really don't want to have a Sagittarius son. So I was like, how do I, like, work backwards for when I conceive? And then I was like, well, what else do I not want? I don't want a Cancer boy. I don't want a Gemini boy. And I was like really going through. I was like, man, maybe I just like hate men. Like in general, all of them.
Probably.
There are good ones obviously out there. But like most of them, I'm like, a lot of them are horrible.
Yeah, they are.
And intolerable.
And it's okay if we say it. Yeah. Like what the like you want me to use hundreds of years of proof to show it to you? Like that's why I'm always like, I don't ever feel bad for saying that most men are fucking awful because it's true.
Mm-hmm.
When women say like I fucking hate all men, I'm like, I mean, period. Because who am I to tell you not to? Like there's obviously a reason why you feel that way.
Yeah.
And history so I'm
like,
proves.
I always think like, can you blame her? Like, can you blame her for hating all of you based off her life experience? No, you can't. The same way that men like that blame every single woman why they can't get pussy just because one bitch didn't like them in third grade. Like, you're blaming all of them, right? Like, you're holding all
the
of them accountable. And yet I can't do it. Like, when I do it, it's fucking awful.
Yeah.
But when men do it, it's like, well, she me over. Now I'm kind of fucked up. Then die alone.
I have heard that 12 times.
Yeah,
that
was then and die alone.
That
what
made my skin,
from me?
My skin crawl for a
every,
second.
Every sign.
Truly.
Yeah, she really fucked me up. Okay, well then.
You're like, we're literally laying in bed and you're telling us.
Oh my God. And then like, that's why when men are awful and then I'm like, well, yeah, look at you. Then they're like, that's so mean. Why would you say that? It can't be mean if it's true. You know what I mean? Like if it's a statistical fact. I literally posted last like holiday. I was like when I was filming a bunch of Christmas episodes, I like had this clip with one of my friends and I was like, I just think you can't talk to me at all if you're ugly. Like you can't comment on my looks if you're ugly. That video went so viral. The amount of men that were like, and what if I said you were ugly? I don't care.
The voice is so good.
I don't give a fuck. That's why I'm like, I don't care. You when they're like, oh, so I can comment on your looks. By all means, I encourage it.
Yeah.
I hope you do.
Yeah.
Engagement.
Please do. And then send me a picture of you and then I'll comment on your looks and then we can all laugh together.
No, one of our best friends texted me the other day because he was kind of upset about a hate comment. He was just like, I just think that every hate comment should have to come with a photo of the person who comments it. That's just the rule.
Sometimes when they write that, I'm like, and what do you look like?
It's true.
Let me know.
But they hide behind like a
burners.
Yeah. A little like gray profile picture.
Yeah. That's why I'm like, you know what? I may not be the best looking person in the world, depending on who you ask. Right. But if looks are a race, I got one bitch beat and it's you. I'm coming in before you, girl. That's for sure. I can promise you that. Okay, really quick. We'll do one video because we're talking about hate from men. But specifically, like, obviously, y'all are amazing, trailblazing female entrepreneurs, period. And I'm sure you get a lot of hate as far as, like, I mean, you guys said if it hits the wrong side, obviously you get a lot of men who hate you.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to do one video. I'm just going to describe it for all of us. Okay.
Oh, my God.
So a man on a podcast says, some people might say this is misogynistic.
Like, don't.
Oh, stop right there.
Stop.
It most likely is. Oof. I'm just being realistic. Most women don't know what the f*** they want to eat for lunch. How the hell do you expect her to guide you in life? Like, no, women are not born leaders. Then he talks about how patriarchies have stood the test of time, while matriarchies throughout history have fallen apart because women are too emotional. I'm like, that's like literally not true.
Tell that
like,
to the queen. That's rest
like,
in peace.
Yeah, I was like, that's like historically not true, but okay. You know what I read recently? Indigenous people, like Native American people, this hunter-gatherer like theory, right? Like men are hunters and women are gatherers, which misogynists love to use that mm-hmm. trope, right? The only reason that became a thing is because indigenous people would send men out to hunt. The reason why that happened is because indigenous people, and this happens in my culture too, because I'm also indigenous, they hold women in very high regard. They're worth a lot more because they bring life into the world.
They
don't care if men leave because if something happened to them, yeah, it wouldn't matter because you still have women. If you lost like 7 men, they'd be like, well, that's a bummer. Like back in the day. If they lost like 2 or 3 women, it'd be devastating for their community because how are you going to continue?
The bloodline. Yeah,
exactly. So that's literally why that became a thing. It's not genetics. Like I'd love to say. I'm like, you guys love to reference pseudoscience and none of you even pass biology. So what the f*** are you talking about? What are you talking about?
None of you can even do a Punnett square. That's
can't even spell recessive gene. And you should be able to because you have a lot of them.
You don't know what DNA stands for.
That's girl.
Deoxyribonucleic acid.
I mean, first, just if you're ever going to say this may sound misogynistic.
Oh, stop right there.
Could you imagine? Like,
pause.
I would literally break up with someone right away if that came out of my significant other's mouth.
Oh, for sure.
Girl, that's like, why I'm like, sometimes when people ask me relationship advice a lot, they're like, oh, what do I do if my boyfriend's doing this or whatever? And I'm like, I feel like you know the answer to that question because you're asking.
If you have to ask, yeah.
And a lot of times there's always red flags like that you just I always give everyone a pass. Everyone gets one where your eyes are like closed and you don't see anything.
We didn't see it coming.
I've done it. Listen, not great. Awful. Awful, in fact. So I did my one and I was like, that's it.
One relationship or one instance in the relationship?
It was relationship.
Okay.
One where I was like, okay, my eyes are closed. Lots of red flags, choosing not to look at them.
I can't read.
Suddenly I'm colorblind. It's just a flag.
I thought it was green.
Yeah, I feel like idea.
The not knowing what you want to eat. No, we don't want to have to tell you verbatim every single day
exactly
what we want.
Period.
We need you to lead us like you claim you
should be
leading us
versus
you know.
Well, I also feel like they look at that and like I'm so indecisive when like really it's like I care about what you want too.
I was just going to say that. Yeah, I feel like that's a subconscious thing of like, well, I made this past 7 decisions, I feel kind of bad, like, well, what do you want? Or exactly. I truly just don't care.
Yeah
I could do sushi, I could do Chinese, I could do Italian, like I honestly don't care.
Yeah, exactly. But I'm like, but see, that's giving women too much credit for having a brain, so like they're like, stupid bitch doesn't know what she wants.
And I'm like, but think about it, they truly think we don't know what we want all the time.
I'm like,
not that. There's so much more than that.
Yeah, I'm like, you know, you just refuse to give me what I asked for, which is the bare minimum, and somehow it's a huge task. It's just like, you just refuse to give it to me.
I don't care if it's pizza or sushi. I just want you present.
Yeah, for real.
And take me on a date.
That's why sometimes I'm like, it's if you ask like single women right now, like what their type is, it's fucking, it's bleak, bitch. The way they're like, someone who's nice to me.
The bar's in hell.
The bar is in hell.
Someone who's funny,
replies to texts,
doesn't disrespect
says
me.
Good morning,
nice to my family. I mean, when you ask men, they're like, she's gotta f-ing cook and clean and make a lot of money and also not be a whore. And it's just like the priorities are so different.
So true.
Like the first thing single women tell me is like, just someone who's nice to me. And I'm like, girl, the bar's in hell. Like if you don't have a girl, like it's truly a you problem. Like because women are like anyone at all. Someone want to be nice to me?
Oh, the way that my bar has lowered almost daily at this point. Yeah, I'm like,
they're like, well, he was like, you know, kind of funny. So it was not too.
He
bad.
Made me laugh.
I'm not
that
even
one
trying
time.
To say he was cute.
No, like, for real. Like looks are at the very bottom of the list. Like they love to complain about height too. They're like, oh, women only want someone over 6 feet, and I'm like, that's. again, first of all, you sound short.
Yeah.
But second, but second of all, I'm like, they don't give a fuck as long as you're not terrible. Yep. Like, they don't care. Do you know how many short men I know who have a girl? Like, or they're drowning in puss? I know a ton. I know a ton of men who are doing that, and they're fine. Same with bald men. Mm-hmm. Like, lots of baldies. My dad's a baldy. He's a baldy.
A baldy.
He's married and in love. Hello. Yeah. That's why I'm like, because he's not awful.
Yeah. Yep.
So it's really not that hard. I'm like, it's it. The list is so short after a while. If you're like, well, okay, well, I'm so handsome. Check. I'm so in shape. Check. I'm lots just, of money. Check.
Sorry, that's such an ick. Just picturing a guy like, yeah. like write it on his mirror. Like,
okay, and they check. Do it. I bet they do it too. Oh,
in their little journal.
At least in their notes.
Kicking their feet on yeah. their belly.
Or I'm so, I have all these wonderful traits and none of these bitches like me. And it's like, well, maybe because the list is really short, it's you. And that's the hardest thing to deal with, isn't it? You're like, well, maybe I'm awful. Like, men don't ask themselves that question enough.
No.
Yeah, think because society doesn't make them.
Exactly. Mm. But you know how women are constantly like, how am I want to make sure, better? Like, yeah, like, I'm, how I'm affecting the people around me, I care a lot about. Men don't move like that. And then they're like, why does everyone fucking hate me?
Or just way? Pointing. I'm thinking of your one situation.
I was just going to bring it up. I was like, the way I got my heart stomped on by this guy that, like, was the fucking worst.
Really?
But I left that being like, I'm not pretty enough. I'm not smart enough. I'm not successful enough. I'm not good enough.
Yeah.
But then he'd be confused why you would want a relationship when he... You know what I mean?
Yeah. I'm like, it's just like, what the f***? That's crazy.
I thought you were going to go in.
No, I felt like I could have. And I was like... I just feel like every night we'd be there sewing up your little heart. We're like, it's okay. Like, he must, like, just be, like, really nervous around you.
The way
we would
still,
justify so
way
much
we're
shit.
Still, like, taking care of each other yeah. at that point.
It's oh,
like,
yeah.
It's like mending... It, like, it's like mending what they destroy. Mm-hmm. And still, even then, like, I like because I'm a big shit talker, clearly. But, like, some of my best friends in the world have dated some of the worst men ever. And, like... At that moment, you ask yourself, like, is that what she wants to hear, or does she just need me to be there for her?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And even then, I'm still not talking shit on you. Even then, I'm still not doing
too.
It.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm mm-hmm. like, and I could, and I don't, and that's the shit that men don't do.
Oh, my
I'm
God.
Like, I'm still like, well, you know, maybe it's just... And I want to kill you with my bare hands. Mm-hmm. But God. I don't tell her that.
Of course.
And that's what I'm saying. Like, women are constantly thinking about others.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm like, I was rooting for you. Like, I really...
And I didn't
really,
want to, but I was.
When you said exactly. you couldn't... When you said your car couldn't move... When sorry.
When I asked for closure after a long time of turmoil...
Yeah, of like back
like
and forth.
Like a year.
Back and forth. Told me he didn't have time for a girlfriend, but then also told me he was thinking of taking a wag... For maybe a little hobby in the meantime.
Or okay. only said I love you when you're drunk.
That as
he
well.
Was drunk.
That as well. And then at the end when I finally was like, I would like closure, please. And then I got, no, sorry. And I was like, okay, that's fine. I was good. I moved on. 3 days later, I got a drunk DM. I want closure. And I was like, oh, really?
Oh,
amazing. Beautiful. Oh. He's going to be in love with me. So I asked to meet up. And he said his car, he couldn't come because his car was like
blocked in by his roommate or something.
Yeah, by like a different car. Oh. And so I was like, okay, that's totally fine.
We said Uber.
Yeah,
We did.
We were like, Uber. He's like, what do you say? He's like, you think I have all that money?
Yeah,
or something?
He's like, I can't, like, yeah, you think I'm gonna pay all that money to Uber to you?
I said, Uber pool, bitch.
Yeah.
Literally, Uber pool.
Girl, walk. I don't give a fuck. I don't fucking care. You want this closure or not?
Yeah.
God damn.
Never saw him again.
Good for you.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank God. Thank God.
Honestly,
you never saw him again.
Truly.
I mean this with everything. Your babies would have been ugly. He really would have brought it down.
Yeah.
And now they're going to be so cute.
He'd lower your average, girl.
I know.
You're right.
You see how, like...
I had to do it for my kids.
Yeah.
For my non-Sagittarius
boy. I'm like, really... Sometimes I'll tell women who, like, I love dearly, and we talk about it. I'm like, really look at him. Come on.
Are you seeing what I
really look at him, bitch. Like, take a good look at him. And you, like, ask yourself, is that the guy that should be disrespecting me? Most times, 99.9% of the time, the answer is no.
I love that specifically. Yeah. I wish I had that back in the day.
Like, if that fuggo was just on the street, like, would you take that disrespect from him?
No.
no.
Absolutely not.
I'm like, if a nematode says some bullshit to me, I'm going to be like, shut the hell up.
In front of the Velociraptor?
Girl, yeah, girl, on the Velocicoaster?
Velocicoaster.
I'm like, you're a white man with dreads. You got bigger problems than me, girl. I can promise you that.
Yeah, no, we need to unpack
you
that
gotta, you got to unpack some other stuff. Yeah. That's sometimes I tell people, I'm like, really look at him. Is he good looking enough to give you lip like that? No. Is he tall enough, rich enough? Check all the boxes. No. Was he?
No.
Okay, there you go.
Answer. If you squinted and like, maybe.
If you closed both eyes. Yeah, maybe.
With my eyes closed, you look great.
Yeah, yeah. It's true.
Honestly. I was literally joking about this on my other podcast with my sister. We were talking about like men who like don't clean themselves properly and then they just walk around with stinky ass all the time.
Ew.
Or like just a gross dick. And I was telling her, I'm like, that's the part that blows me away is like, I know you f*** other bitches. I know you're f***ing other women. Oof. You're telling me not one of those women has told you like, ew. You know what I'm saying? And I'm like, the fact that some of these men are so disrespectful and you stink. No. Mm. Hey, no.
Also, I saw a TikTok. You've probably seen it. I saw a TikTok of, I think it was a doctor explaining how guys are always saying like, oh, she smells fishy, et cetera, whatever.
Yeah.
It's because the guys aren't cleaning.
Yeah.
And it's them. So it's a them
problem.
They're
throwing off your pH.
Yep.
Yeah.
So it's still.
Dirty dick. It's men's fault.
It's men's fault.
Like it always is.
And in conclusion.
And in conclusion.
It's men's fault.
Dirty dick. It's your fault. That's why I'm like, I can't believe not one time have you taken down your pants and someone wasn't like.
To be fully honest though, maybe it has and they just don't care.
That's my point. That's what I'm saying. I believe women. I believe that someone has been like, ew, ew, put that away. And some people commented, they were like, oh my gosh, what? This one girl was like, dude. One guy was smelled so bad when he took off his pants that I was like, you need to go shower.
Ew.
So she told him to go shower. And then while he was in the shower, she left.
Oh,
hilarious.
Good.
So funny.
Okay, that's so something good. I would do, though, because I hate confrontation. So, I would be
just
out of there.
Irish goodbye.
Like,
the hookup.
To me, that would be less awkward.
You take your shoes off, you run out. Girl.
Oh my God. He thinks it's like, oh, are you going to join me?
You're like, yeah, get in there.
I'll be
right behind you. You hear your car f-ing peel out. Girl. You're like, you hear you downstairs going, Uber for Remy? Thank you. Thank you so much.
Oh my God.
He just hears you downstairs. It. Yeah. Girl. Oh my God. The way my life would flash before my eyes. Listen, if one bitch told me, hey, you stink, that would traumatize me to the point where I'm like,
me.
I'm constantly
the rest
struggling.
Of my life. The rest of my life. Be,
the way truly. That men are just like, you don't know what you're talking about. Yeah. Oh, I wish I envy it. The ignorance. I wish I could live there.
Oh my God.
The way they're like, that's not true.
Yeah, it sounds peaceful. It does.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
quiet. We always say that like men's like brains, but like what's going on up there? And we go, at all times.
Just nothing but wind
nothing.
Between those ears.
Nothing
happened. And then girls are over here like, oh, is he thinking about me? Like, what did he mean by that? And
I wonder what he's thinking about right now. Nothing. Nothing. I can promise you that. It's literally nothing. Okay, I'll go through these comments really fast. Who's expecting their women to guide them? A woman won't even be attracted to a man she has to constantly guide.
Then you're their mom.
Yeah, what the
f***? Like,
yeah, of course not. That's why I'm like, why is it so black and white?
You got
like,
these comments on something? Like,
they're
real?
On this video.
On the video
they're
that you read to us.
They're real?
Mm-hmm. Mm. I know.
These are real comments?
Yeah, this one says, I agree. Men act on their emotions and turn dangerous. Women typically don't. Well, that's, again, like, I mean, that's not wrong. No, women act on their emotions and then because they like give a shit.
Because
men reacting on anger and anger alone is not you being a good leader. It's you being insane.
Yeah.
Like, it's you being crazy.
Yeah,
like,
and not logical.
Yeah, like, the fact that, like, women will say things like, hey, like, please don't disrespect me. And the men are like, okay, well, if you want equal rights, then I should be able to punch you in your f***ing face. And you can't complain.
F***ing dumb.
Bro, what are you talking
about?
Then I'm like, you know what's funny is, like, they talk about domestic violence or whatever. They're like, I should, like, equal rights, equal fights. Like, they literally write that shit.
Are you
And I'm like, you know, it's illegal to hit anybody.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter if it's a woman. Like, it's illegal to hit any, like, to harm or violate someone else.
Yeah.
That's illegal across the board, girl. It's even illegal to do it to animals. Like, you can't even hit a dog. So, like, what are you talking about? Yeah, that's what I'm going to tell my dog. The next time he wants to, like, ask me for food, I'm going to be like, you want equal rights? I should be able to fucking, I should be able to hit you. Girl, what are you talking about? I'm like, you're insane. Go to therapy.
Ugh.
That's why I'm like, I don't know, like this violent thing is, first of all, not a flex.
No.
And second of all, it's like a testament to like your intellect. Like your first reaction is to be so angry you want to hit someone.
It's physical, yeah. Yeah.
I honestly can't.
Like to not even be able to process your feelings literally. And just take it out physically.
Yeah, I can't says a lot about relate to that. Yeah, yeah, it's very indicative of a much larger issue.
Mm-hmm. Also, it's not normal. And I feel like they just at try all. To make it seem like it's so normal.
They're like, yeah. That's just men being men.
I can't with boys being boys. I cannot. I don't even get me started on
that
one. That's
psychos being psychos. That's more accurate. I saw this girl talk about something. Like she was talking about this book and it's like a really prominent piece of feminist literature. I forget the name of it, but she was saying someone in the book was explaining how the way it's like overwhelmingly the numbers are that men kill women far more than women kill men. And that's just like a statistical fact. It has been for many, 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 many years. But she was saying that fact is, do you think that fact is a fact because there is a shortage of weapons? No. Like when men and women both have access to weapons.
Yeah.
It's a lack of empathy and understanding.
Yeah. Yeah.
Women have empathy and men don't. Yeah. Naturally, they're like forced to develop empathy much sooner than men are, if ever. And she was like, so women don't want to kill. If they do, it's like out of necessity. It's almost like out of survival a lot of times. Or and other, obviously there's exceptions to that. Just like there are with men. But like it's the overwhelming like feeling is that I don't want to kill people. Mm-hmm. I don't want to hurt someone, mm-hmm. whether it's physically or emotionally. I just want them to hear me kind of thing. And I'm like, men don't think that way, like naturally, unless they choose to develop that. So like, I find it gross and weird for men to be like, oh, well, men are just, they're stronger and they react off anger. That's not a good thing, girl.
No.
No, it's not.
Also, I was fascinated when I first started seeing videos and TikToks about how men will aim for the male gaze versus the female gaze. Like they think women want this like tough, strong, like f-ing dude,
big, like when, macho like, dude.
And then they're confused why like there's a trend now of girls going for more like more femme guys.
Like Timothée Chalamet,
literally,
aka Willy Wonka.
Literally Willy Wonka
as Willy Wonka. Yeah, exactly. It's true. Exactly. It's the same thing with the Pete Davidsons
of
the world.
Yeah, totally.
Like women are like, they're like, what do women like? Maybe it's you. Look in the mirror.
It is true, though. I do think that empathy is a conscious choice for men to develop, whereas we
are forced to.
Forced and also kind of more innate. I think I think like women being around each other, women uplifting each other up.
Absolutely.
Like that's not really a thing for guys.
No, not at all. Like it's like I saw a girl talk about it once where she was saying like, have you ever asked men like, when's your friend's birthday? And they don't know.
I had this conversation yesterday.
Isn't that crazy?
Oh, the way that like my fiance will come home from like a boys' night and be like, oh, you know, this guy's like, he's getting married. And I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah.
How did he propose? How long? I don't know. When he messaged his like friends, his college group friends that we got engaged, it was just like, yay, congrats from all his guy friends. And then the one girl in the group, oh my God, tell me everything. Yeah. Like, it's just a thing. Like we just care more.
Yeah. It's just like a community we've built.
But we live longer.
There you go. I wonder why. Community, empathy.
Community.
Okay. We talked about all kinds of stuff today. But just to kind of round it out, like obviously, because I think the biggest thing is that you guys have been around for so long and you're doing so well. And I'm so happy that you are and that you're here on the pod. So what would you guys say is your best piece of advice when it comes to whether they're up and coming creators or maybe ones that have been around and they haven't quite hit their stride yet? Like, what's your best piece of advice for them?
Stay grounded and humble and have people who will check you in your life, whether it's a friend, your parents, like, it's so easy, especially when money's involved, when likes are and followers, like it's so easy to get lost. And you need someone to be like, no, like you need friends who don't do this job. You need you need no men. Is that the word? Like instead of yes men, like you need to surround yourself with people who will actually be like, that's stupid. Why would you spend that much money for that? You know what I mean? Like, and I
like real normal friends.
Yeah, normal people. Oh my God. I think that's something we're both very blessed about because we grew up. You too.
Yeah.
Because we all grew up in Southern California.
Period.
I think that's the biggest. And just being grateful, like I said earlier, like truly never feel like you're above anything. Never feel like, oh, well, they should pay me to walk that carpet. Like, don't. You just stop. Like, just
be grateful.
But I've been there enjoy where you're it. Like, oh, my God, I should be paid for this or whatever. Yeah. And it's just like,
It doesn't last.
It doesn't last. Mm-hmm. You're going to be miserable. Yeah. And there's always someone more talented than you. Yep. And never feel like you're at the top. Like, yeah, just be grateful to be here.
Yeah, period.
I second and go off that. And then also, I would say, like, a creator tip is trends are so fleeting. And I even fall into this. I know we all fall into this. Like, trends are fleeting. And it might be exciting to try and get in on that. But I do think there's longevity in making content that truly inspires you and that you're passionate about.
Period.
And that's how you find, that's how you find longevity in doing this. And also not going into it as a career. I mean, we started off, I mean, we all started off like just doing it for fun.
Yeah.
And then you hit that point maybe where you're like, okay, maybe this could be a career. But the people that go into it with the idea of like, I want to do
dollars.
This. Yeah, I want to make all this money. I want to have all these followers. I want to be famous.
I want like free stuff.
Exactly. Yeah. It's not going to last. Or and people can see through that. It's not authentic. And
like you genuinely could have done 5 videos of The Renegade instead and you wouldn't be here. Do you know what I mean? Like that's just following what other people are doing. Like you seriously made your whole own lane. Like, like for real.
Yeah.
For real. So I feel like that's going off that. Yeah.
I've told people before, I'm like, there's only one Emma Chamberlain. Mm-hmm. So like she did her own thing and it worked for her. If you continue to like, if you want to follow a trend, that's natural. But I feel like it doesn't last because like there's only one of each of us.
For sure.
Oh my God.
We all have something to offer.
Yeah.
Social media world. Unless you're a man. Most likely you don't. And that's just
especially
coming
from
me. Just log it. A terrible man. Mm-hmm. You got nothing to offer. Don't put it in the world. I don't want to see it.
Just log off.
Okay, well, thank you both so much for coming on the pod. Adore you both.
No,
thank you
so much.
It was
so fun.
I love y'all. You're amazing. And I know probably everyone and their mom is already following you. But if you don't already, where can everybody find you?
Our podcast, Pretty Basic. Yeah. We just started season 6.
Yes.
Oh my gosh. How exciting.
In February,
next month we'll be doing season 6.
Yes. I'm like, whenever you're seeing this.
Yeah.
And then Alicia Marie on all my stuff.
And I am Miss Remy Ashton and Remy Cruz.
Period. Very exciting. Make sure if you don't already, I'm sure all of you do, but if you don't for some reason, make sure y'all follow them on everything and stream their podcast, Pretty Basic. It's amazing. And you guys have great guests too.
And you
soon,
soon
to
on.
Be you.
Yes.
Soon to be me.
Yes. Season 6.
Period. Yay. You guys heard it. They can't take it back. Okay. Do you guys have anything else you want to promote? At all?
We're such bad influencers that we're like, huh?
No, I'm good.
Oh, okay,
go watch Cooking with Remy.
Thank you.
Thank you all so much for tuning into this episode of the Comment Section Show. Don't forget, new episodes drop every Wednesday. The audio can be streamed on all streaming platforms, but the video is exclusive and free on Spotify, our favorite platform. Thank you all so much for joining us for this episode. Thank you to Remy and Alicia for being amazing guests, and I'll see you next week. Bye.
Bye.